This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Time for Who Do You Love? Well, I know who I love from last year. It's me, baby.
Yeah, you're okay.
So I got a dub. You know, I would like to thank God first and foremost.
Yeah, you have to.
Because that's what got me the dub last year in the Super Bowl.
He wanted you to win, clearly.
I finished the season 28-25-1 after thanking God. Hey, you can pop that music back up there a little bit. Oh, no, never mind. It's too late. It's all right. We'll get the music.
I'll get it back. Yeah. Sorry about
it's
that.
It's all good. It's all good. We've got to have the vibes here. Damn it, Jeff Rust. What's he doing interrupting him? Why is he even here?
Because
why was Swag here last week?
He was just in the building just being Swag. I think Swag lives here. Like,
we probably should get some sort of cot or something like that.
I think it would be a great, like, again, a Murphy bed that just kind of,
yeah,
against some wall here that you can just pull it out and just, man. I decided to hang out in the studio last night. There was real thought about coming in here and sleeping at like 1 a.m.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. Sorry about that.
There we go.
I had Rust over one shoulder last week, Joe. You missed this. And
hot.
Swag over the other. And yeah, I forgot to podcast last week. My apologies, because literally craziness all day for week one.
Hey, when you're in a Rust Swag sandwich, God only knows what's going to happen.
Got Eiffel Towered.
There was a lot going. There's a lot going on in there.
Got H clapped.
Ouch.
But I won last year, 28-25-1. Jordan in second with 23-29-2.
I had a bet.
And Rashad, 20-30-1.
Mm.
My God. So I will defend my crown once again. Going through the college football slate, I was looking at the schedule and stuff. Coincidentally, we talked about Georgia Southern earlier with Clay Helton. Georgia Southern playing USC today.
Very good.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
Are they at home, USC?
I don't think USC is going to Georgia Southern.
No, that'd be a huge game for this.
I don't think USC is making that road trip.
I think that stadium seats like 12.
They're like, I think you can come here.
I thought you said they were in the mighty Sun Belt, sir.
They are in the mighty Sun Belt, but not today. They are in the mighty land of Los Angeles is where they are. All right, my first game of the day. I had a couple I was going back and forth on. God, there are some insane spreads. By the way, they did release a spread for Ohio State Grambling. Do you want to try and guess what that number is?
47.5.
47.5. Jordan, you want to take a stab at it?
59.
You kind of in the middle of both of those. 55. For wow. Ohio State over Grambling.
It's over 50.
Which is crazy.
It's kind of joking, yeah, honestly.
But it makes a lot of sense.
I see one line on here, 1 o'clock, and I do not know much about Ohio football. But West Virginia, they got to be better than this. They are only a 3.5-point favorite. This game is at Ohio. Unless Ohio is an absolute juggernaut that I don't know about, that they're going to be able to keep it that close. They lost to Rutgers in their opening game, 34-31. West Virginia should be a little bit better than Rutgers, so I'm going to take West Virginia to cover 3.5 against Ohio. Deep cut for your ass right there.
Damn, dude, that is a deep cut. I was going to go NFL.
Go ahead.
Initially.
Do you, boo-boo?
So I was going to start with a game that I think is going to be pretty intriguing, and that's the Falcons visiting the Buccaneers.
Ooh, caca.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I think the Buccaneers are one of those teams. They're favored by, I think, by 2.5, I believe the spread. 1.5, I believe it is.
Well, I'm not going to spoil where I would go with that. Wow, it's down to 1.5.
Yeah, yeah. So Tampa's favored by 1.5. I like this Buccaneers team. I think 1.5, but I think also like this Atlanta team because I think this is the Michael Penix Jr. era. So we'll get a chance to see what that kind of looks like officially starting today. But I think 1.5 sounds about right, so I'm taking that.
All right. Got you for Tampa Bay, 1.5. Jordan, your first pick of the 2025 year.
I'm going dangerous. Since we're still in September, we got baseball going on, and the Mariners have lost 4 in a row. They're in Atlanta right now.
Only a half game above the Rangers now.
I know. It's bad. Thankfully, the Astros lost last night, but it was to the Rangers. So they're still, yeah, I believe 4 out of the first spot in the AL West, and only a half game above the Rangers now in the wild card. But they have plus 115 odds against Atlanta today. And in baseball, it's kind of just, if you can catch them on the day that they're winning, you know, it's not necessarily like, oh, I've got some strategy. So I'm just hoping the Mariners right the ship today. First time in 5 games they'd get a win. So I'm going Seattle plus 115 at Atlanta.
Seattle plus 115. Just money lining it, huh?
Money lining the hell out of it. Right. Well, because the run line is only minus 180. It's just terrible odds.
All right. Got you down for Seattle Mariners. Actually, I should specify that, too, instead of just putting Seattle.
Oh, yeah, that would be confusing.
Seattle Mariners.
The Kraken, baby. The
line. Which I think has got to be my next sporting experience. After going to the Giants stadium, the Oracle Park, and seeing a baseball game, I was Googling actually the other day, and I didn't follow through on the Google search, though, to go see my San Jose Sharks up in Seattle.
That'd
against
be
the Kraken.
Fun.
Yeah. I haven't been to an NHL game or an NFL game for that matter. So would like to check one of those off my list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, going back to college football here. Damn, I just had this game right in front of me. Oh, God. Give me 2 seconds here. Fisher, not even ready for the first Who Do You Love of the Year. My God. I'm scrolling. If you have another one, Rashad, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I just
Sweet.
Had this one and I lost it.
I'm going with South Florida against Florida.
Cover
down the swamp. I think they're going to cover, man. So the over is 57.5. I think I'm going to take the over on this one, only because I think Florida is going to score points, but I also think Florida offensively is great. Defensively, we'll see. And so I know last week South Florida had a great game against Boise State, pretty much blowing them out of the water, and they was able to score almost every time down the field. So, yes, I do think if they can put up 30 points, and I do think the spread is 18.5, right? So I don't think they're going to win this game, but I do think they can cover. So I'm taking that.
18.5 for South Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And I found what my other game was. It was Kansas State taking on Army. Kansas State is a 16.5 point favorite. I will take Kansas to cover that. Kansas State coming off of an ugly game where they almost lost against North Dakota. Again, I repeat, they almost lost against North Dakota. It was 38-35. But that's not as bad as what Army did last week. Army started with a loss against Tarleton State.
Who?
Exactly. Tarleton State is who they lost to last week.
Fighting Danny Tartables.
Yes. The Tarleton State Texans, who had a big week one win against Portland State at Hillsborough Stadium,
yes,
actually.
They did.
Week zero, actually, I believe, is what it was. But, yeah, Army, you lost to Tarleton State. Sure, they might be in a bounce-back position, but Kansas State needs to have a big performance and needs to have a good week after losing week one against Iowa State and almost losing to North Dakota. They do it today against Army, and they cover 16.5.
That's nice. A good one.
Jordan, over to you.
I'm going right here at home. This might be the easy pick, but, man, Dan Lanning responding to Mike Gundy's comments talking about Oregon spending way more money than them, not wanting to maybe schedule opponents that spend less, like Oklahoma State. Dan Lanning's response, we spend to win. I believe that they will be winning by much more than the spread today, just to make a point. 20.5 is the spread right now. I believe Oregon wins by something like 30. Or more. So, yeah, cover that spread. I think the Fighting Dan Lannings are going to kick some ass today. Open up a can of it.
Do you want... I will give you 27.5.
I'm looking at ESPN. It's 28.5. But if you want to give me 27, I would appreciate that.
I'll give you 27.5.
Thank you, sir.
Over to the NFL. There's a couple games here that are intriguing to me as far as spreads go. I'm looking at, like, Bengals-Browns. But Bengals, notoriously over the last few years at least, in the first couple weeks of the season, S the bed and then continue to make up for it throughout the rest of the season. Again, there's a few other games that are intriguing to me, like Lions-Packers at Green Bay. The Packers are 1.5 favorite. Pretty sure we just kind of did this last year with the Lions where nobody thought that they could go into Lambeau and get a win, and they did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one's intriguing for me as well. This Rams-Texans game. But I am going to go with the Bengals-Browns. I am going to go with the Bengals covering 5.5. I think Joe Burrow is sick of the slow starts. I think that, yes, it is a divisional opponent, and these games seemingly always get played very well, very close. But this isn't a Sunday night game. This isn't a Monday night game. This is a 10 a.m. game in Cleveland with one team that is infinitely better offensively than the other. So I'm going to go Bengals covering 5.5 against the Browns.
I'm sorry. I got to go with my guys, man. So the Patriots open up their season against the Raiders today. Tomorrow. Forgive me. I wish it was today, but it's tomorrow. My cousin is a huge Raiders fan, so this is going to be our... a big clash, you know. Pats are a 2.5-point favorite. I believe in this Patriots team this year. You draft Will Campbell in the first round, then you go ahead and get Travion Henderson, the great running back from Ohio State. You get the kid from Washington State to play wide receiver. Like, you're trying to build yourself a nice little squad to kind of go alongside of Drake May. So I like this Pats team. I think there's a whole lot to still work out over in Oakland. Obviously, you got a brand new coach. You've got a brand new quarterback. You've got a brand new star running back that you got to try to work into the mix and everything. I think that might be a little too much for them. It's going to be a close game, but I'm taking the Pats 2.5.
All right. If anything, I would... If I had to put money on that one, I would take Raiders to cover, baby.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Go Raiders.
I like your Lions-Packers pick there, at least looking at it, of course. The questions for Detroit, they got new offensive coordinator John Morton and new defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard. Of course, that would be a big changeover from the regime that has been under the fighting Dan Campbells.
You could have made those names up, and I would have been like, yeah, totally.
Bobby LaFleur.
Yeah, those are definitely their coordinators. I believe
Shane
it.
Shane Gillis stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Bob Smith. There we go. But anyways, the question for Detroit is, can they keep up the same kind of fighting Dan Campbell mentality that they have had under him with new coordinators? I think so. I think there's really going to be... That's the thing about Dan Campbell, is he establishes the vibe of that organization, and I think we would all run through a wall for that MF-er. So I think it's going to continue into this year. I don't see a fall-off and a 1.5-point spread in Green Bay. I want to just bet Detroit on the money line because the odds are slightly better, so I'll just do that.
All right. That is Who Do You Love?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.